And for New England Public Radio, I'm Carrie Healy. Good morning. A clarifying moment will come later today as the Massachusetts Department of Revenue releases tax collection numbers for May. The current fiscal year and the budget for next year hang in the balance. As we do most Mondays, we check in now with State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt says there's a specific group of state lawmakers eagerly awaiting these numbers.
Well, most importantly, probably the six members of the House and Senate that are going to begin negotiating the FY18 budget today. The conference committee that was named last week, led by the two chairs, Rep. Brian Dempsey of Haverhill and Senator Karen Spilka of Ashland, are sitting down later this morning for their first meeting to begin going over the budget. And the May revenues, which will come out later today, are expected to shed some light not just on how big the problem for this current fiscal year, FY17, will be heading into the last month of that year, but also how solid the projections for FY18 are, or maybe I should say how shaky they are and how deeply maybe they need to cut back on spending as they try to resolve the budgets that were passed by both branches.
And we got a little bit of a warning from Senate President Stan Rosenberg, who said that it's going to be a rough budget conference as these budget differences begin to get ironed out. What process is that six-person committee likely to take? I mean, how do they whittle down that spending?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting, and they had to go through a similar process last year, but this is typically a closed-door process, and normally what would happen is they would have some high-level discussions amongst themselves, and staff would begin going about the process of trading back proposals. Usually whatever is agreed upon and in both bills that the branches passed remains in the budget, and they try and come to compromise on those areas where they're different. This is a whole different scenario because if they need to change the underlying revenue number on which all the spending is based, they're going to have to come to an agreement on how much to cut that by off the top before they can even begin to talk about spending. So it's going to come down to how optimistic they want to be about what FY18 is going to look like and whether or not revenues can rebound. But given past experiences over the past few years, it has been a slow growth in the economy, and really they're playing with a little bit of fire if they go too far and they risk another year of mid-year budget cuts.
Well, what if they get it wrong? I mean, are they held accountable at the ballot box, or when does that come back to get them?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. And heading into an election year, it always becomes tough. You know, once this budget is passed, it really falls upon the governor and his administration to manage the spending. And you saw the governor do that this year. Back in December, he adjusted the revenue projections downward. He made cuts. He cut almost $100 million out of the budget. At the time, Democrats howled at the governor and said it was premature and he was jumping the gun. Turned out he didn't even cut nearly enough to close the gap that the state is looking at right now. So, you know, this is kind of a year-long process of managing the spending as they watch the revenues come in, hoping they're going to hit the targets. But always in an election year, if the governor has to make cuts to popular programs just to keep this balanced, that's a risk for everyone involved.
Meanwhile, this week, the Joint Committee on Revenue is going to be proceeding on and hearing 14 Senate bills that would expand tax credits. How in the world can this be going on simultaneously with that ironing out of the budget issue?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough slog, I think, for any of these proposals this year, just given the way the budget pitch looks. I mean, you know, obviously, these bills get filed. Lawmakers file these every year. They need to get hearings, and the committee will hear them. But I think you're going to see leadership reluctant to embrace many of them if they're going to cost a lot of money, knowing how precarious the budget situation is. Now, you've seen agreement among the Democratic leaders and then the governor's office on some ideas for tax credits, including for military families or expanding the earned income tax credit in the past. But again, that always costs money. So moving forward, it's going to be difficult for any of these to really gain a lot of traction, I would think.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. Matt, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And you're listening to New England Public Radio.